Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Stardom 100 Radio.
What time is it?
With your host, Tanisha Davis. We're the show that's keeping it all the way 100 with you.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the heavenly orchestrated, never duplicated lyrical symphony known as the Eternal One Eternity, a.k.a. Mr. Everlasting, the Lyrical Assassin, and you are tuned into Stardom 100 Radio. Let's go.
Call security!
Yo, what's poppin'? It's the Young Lion, Sammy, and right now you're tuned in to Stardom 100 Radio. Keep it locked.
What's up, everyone? Thank you for tuning in to Stardom 100 Radio. This is your host, none other than the lovely Tanisha Davis. Thank you for tuning in with us on the show today. We have a really, really dope topic. Keep doing right by others. We know sometimes it's like hard to do right by people, but hey, you got to do right by others. And just before we get into the topic, I want you to check out this new series called Trap Talk. It's a good day. All right, check out Trap Talk by Sai. And he's a local artist in the Mobile, Alabama area. I'm really feeling this song, so check this out, and we'll be right back with you on the topic.
Algino on the track.
What up? Hey, man, better stop that. Left leaking like four flat, pull a better spot, got a camera by the door mat. Young standing with a stick at, eating for a body here, do it for a Louis bag. Two straps, something like a do-rag. Been getting money with a grow bag. Family, the niggas, they money too little. Yo, got more money, shit feel like a. Yo, fresh out the pot, you can smell when they cooking.
Used to wanna be a rapper on the TV, yeah. Back then, trapping on the 10 speed.
Nigga, you can hold that. Yeah, big hold boy that. Chopper, you can see it when it fold back. Keep them bacon soda where the snacks at. Use a kid the front door, ain't never use a key. When I'm saying crack the phone, still don't use a key. Trap money, come in color like Monopoly. On my role model, man, I never been a wannabe. Never met a bitch that you gonna leave. Chase who like an old man, bad knees. Pulling up by the 8, I need 3 of these. 1200 on my shoe, you ain't got these. Pull up at a club with a big Glock. Watch trigger free like the ice on my rear watch. You a little got a G-shot. You the type of get an ounce, say you trap now. Santa Claus, I bring the trap bags out. I'm the richest in my hood now. Trap, I always bring the out. Pulling them like I gotta show it so loud. Money come fast like I ran for a B.O.B. Shoot me, knowing what I stand for. She know I'm mad on the beat, lil' gon' say that for real. She a sucker rich for a fit. Cheap, body time and heel figure. On the first and the third, I'm the landlord. Got the check on me now, knock it Concord. No competition, I'm good in the trenches. Send visa at your door like he came on a visit. Can't f*** with you, stay in my business. Yeah, waiting on my tape, it gon' drop in a minute. Wanna f***ing up, call me. Then I pull up at the store with the folks be. I'm my own boss, never had an OG. Back then, been a man since OG. Break a whole down full of OG. Better watch for your bitch if you owe me. Hit a race to the track like I'm TK. Fair money play on the race to the raceway. Never gave a damn what them folks say. Bet you see me shine like you turning on the Blu-ray. Double up is a trap, they fuck that. When you walking through my hood, you better chuck that. Never heard a young side, got a chain snap. Reaching for my chain, he ain't coming with it, brain back. Young fly, better watch where I drip at. Real, you're about to bring the trap back, yeah.
Skirt, skirt.
Man, yeah. Real deal clubbing for him on the daily basis. Bands on the regular, man. That's why they shoot damn bands over. Blind drive, man. Don't try it like you don't see.
All right. You just heard B.O.B. Sai. They just like Sai. It's new single called Trap Talk. He's a local artist in Mobile, Alabama. If you rock with the song, do comment. Do follow him on Instagram, BOBC.O.D_SIY on Instagram. Be sure to check him out. Now, getting into the topic today, keep doing right by others. Now, of course, we all know too well how it feels to be doing right by others. But then, you know, you have them treat you like you just don't do anything right for them. So, you know the feeling. You do everything you can do, and they still just don't seem to appreciate it. You're always doing something wrong in their eyes. You know, but I love this scripture that teaches us to don't grow weary and well-doing. Don't grow weary and well-doing. I know that sometimes it's hard when you got people that you love and you care about and you're doing everything you know. You're doing everything you know to, like, do right by them. You're trying to help them out. You're trying to be there for them. And it seems like you still just aren't doing enough, you know. And that can make you feel bad. That can make you feel like you're not appreciated. And when people feel like they're not appreciated, they you know, they kind of tend to fall back, you know. And especially if you're in a relationship and you're feeling like you're not appreciated in that relationship, no matter what you do, then you tend to want to fall back or either walk away from the relationship. But communication, I encourage anybody that's in a relationship, marriage, whatever, engaged, whatever the case, communication is the key. Y'all talk it out. You know, if y'all really love each other, talk it out. Let that person know, like, look, you know, you're trying to make me feel like no matter what I do for you, it's not good enough, you know, like, and see if that person is willing to make some changes. But if that person doesn't want to communicate with you, they don't want to hear your side of the story, they don't want to empathize with you, they just don't have any emotions towards how you feel, or they feel like you're playing the victim or whatever the case, you know, then you may want to think about if there's something you want to continue with, you know. But like I said, by all means, don't do nobody dirty. Just because people treat you bad don't mean you got to treat them bad. Just because people do bad things, you know, doesn't mean you got to do it. And I know it's like, don't do an eye for an eye. Just because you cheated on me, I'm going to go cheat on you. Just because you lied to me, I'm going to lie to you. You playing with me, I'm going to play with you. Don't do what other people are doing. Change up the way you do things, because it's not necessary. It's not necessary for you to be low down or dirty just because somebody else is. You know what I'm saying? And by all means, go where you feel appreciated at. If you feel like you're not being appreciated in that marriage, that relationship or whatever, go where you feel appreciated at. You know, it's not worth it. You know, like I said, but don't let people push you out of your character. Like, a lot of times, like, we remember we really had the song called talking about Good Girl Gone Bad. And even for guys, you know, y'all tend to feel like, man, I'm not going to be the good guy no more. You know, forget this. I'm tired of people doing me wrong. I'm tired of people using me, playing with my emotions. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Smokey, I'm saying I'm playing with my emotions. But sometimes, girl, sometimes you get tired of people playing with your emotions. And so then you think the best thing to do is to flip the script on them and be like, you know what? I've been good. I've been nice. Now it's time for me to be mean. Now it's time for me to snap and treat you like you want to be treated. Now it's time for me to be reckless, to not care at all, to be heartless, to be cold, like Omarion is trying to be cold. But don't be cold, people. Don't let people push you out of your character. If you're a good person, stay a good person. If you're faithful, stay faithful. If you're loyal, stay loyal. Just switch up the way you rock with people. You know, if people are pushing you out of your character, switch up the way you rock with them. If you feel like they're worth staying in your life, then switch up how you rock with them. You know, don't let nobody make you out to be a bad person. And by all means, don't let nobody make you think you're a bad person when you're not. You got some people out here, they try to make you think you're crazy for how you feel. It's just all kind of little crazy little tactics that people are doing to manipulate and use people and to get what they want out of them. You know what I'm saying? So don't let those things cause you to change and become this bad person, you know, just because of what somebody else is doing. You know, continue to be a great person. Continue to be positive. Continue to be a role model, especially if you have people watching you. You know, like, there's a lot of people who are in high positions, and you really can't, you know, act out like that. You can't give people what they want. People want to see you snap and go crazy. And then next thing you know, people are watching you be escorted on the news. Escorted on the news because you done snapped. You know, so don't let nobody make you snap. take a breather, meditate, take you a vacation, a mini vacation, or whatever you got to do to get back to you. Don't lose yourself. Don't let someone cause you to lose yourself, you know, because people will do that. People will push those buttons. Do you hear me? They will push those buttons until you have no more left and you just snap, you know. So, like I said, keep doing life by others. You know what I'm saying? Don't let anybody bring you out of your character. It's not worth it anyway. It's really not. It's really not worth it anyway. You know, and I hope that each of you are not in situations that are just pushing you out of character. Because, honey, if it is, let it go. And just speaking of this topic about letting it go, like, there are so many people in my hometown city that have dealt with domestic violence. Women and men, I don't want to just make this one-sided, you know, men deal with domestic violence as well, but locally in Mobile, Alabama, lately we've had more encounters with females being killed. And ladies, like, I just want to speak out to you to say, like, you know, you've been doing it the best you can for that guy. You've done everything, and that guy still wants to put his hands on you. He still wants to frustrate you. He still wants to belittle you. He still wants to emotionally abuse you and physically abuse you. Today, if you're listening to this today, I want to encourage you to walk away. Please walk away. Walk away for yourself. Walk away for your children if you have children. And if you don't have children, walk away for the sake of your family, because you have so many people out here who love you. And that man don't love you if he's putting his hands on you. If he's beating on you, he do not love you. I don't care what he says. Nigga can knock you out and turn around and talk about, I love you. That is not love, sweetheart. And whoever told you that was love lied to you. It is not love. And I know sometimes you all are in some tough situations. You know, your mothers, you have children with this man, and you're just trying to, and your family ain't really supporting you for real. And you're looking at it like, well, he the only one help me out, and if I leave him, who's going to help me? Baby, turn your eyes towards heaven. God is your help. And I know you may have heard it time and time again, but I'm just going to let you know again. God is your help. Do not allow this man to continue to manipulate and put his hands on you. You deserve better, baby girl. And I know you've heard it before. You deserve better. You know, don't let this situation that you feel like you ain't got nobody to help you. You feel like you ain't got no family. You ain't got nobody to do what this person is doing for you. Don't let that cause you to be trapped. I really want you to get faith and strength and courage to say, I'm walking away from this situation. There are so many places that you can go to. In Mobile, Alabama, we have the Penelope House and other cities. Just look around your local area, and you can find places that you can go to escape these harsh situations, because domestic violence is not cool, sweetie. It is not cool. And God knows you don't want to end up in the hospital fighting for your life over someone who's claiming to love you and they do not love you. And this goes out to the men as well. You know, you don't deserve to be in a relationship with Rasika. You don't want to be in a relationship with her and she's beating you every day. No, you deserve someone that's going to love you and take care of you. Don't be in orbit. Get out of the situation and get someone that's going to love on you and take care of you. You know, and I'm hoping that someone is being encouraged by what's being said today. Like I said, I know sometimes doing right seems to be a hard thing to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're a good person, and people are just provoking you at times and pushing you. And even the Bible says don't provoke people, but the Bible also says be angry but sin not. So you don't want to let someone push you to a state to where you sin. I push you to a state of no return. There are people sitting right now at the Mobile Metro, are in which is our local jail in Mobile, Alabama. But there, whatever your local jail is, there are people sitting in jail right now, are sitting in prison because they let someone push them out of character. Instead of walking away, instead of saying, no, you know, I'm not going to let you change who I am. I'm going to stay a good person. I'm going to be the bigger person to walk away. So walk away from situations that are causing you to get out of character, that are provoking you, you know. And by all means, if you are the one who's causing these problems, if you're the one who's provoking people, if you're the one who's out there doing people wrong, change up how you treat people, you know, because good people are only going to be in your life for so long before they just zip. You know, they're going to be like, look, I'm tired. I've been doing good by you. I've been doing right by you. And you just continue to mistreat me, dog me out, treat me like I'm not valued or like you don't appreciate nothing I do. You know, then they're going to walk out and you're going to be left by yourself. And later when it clicks, you're going to realize, like, you know what? I had a good person in my life and I messed that up. So look, switch up how you do things. Treat everybody right. Love people the same way you want people to love you. Talk to people the way you want them to talk to you. You know, don't go out there and just dog your people out, talk to them any kind of way. And then expecting all the same people to do stuff to you. Because people are going to get tired of, they're going to get tired of doing stuff to you, and all you continue to do is mistreat them or whatever. Like, I never understood the people who will badmouth you, bad on you and all this stuff, and then they turn around and they want you to help them. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. You're not going to dog me out and talk to me crazy and then expect me to turn around and do good. Like, help you out. Look out for you. No, it doesn't work that way. Treat people how you want them to treat you. If you don't want them to talk stupid to you, don't talk stupid to them. If you want people to do right by you, do right by them. And by all means, like I said, for you people who get tired, you're like, man, I'm tired of this. You know, I'm tired of being a good person. I'm tired of being a good girl. I'm tired of being a good guy. You know, I'm going to be different. No, don't change up. Because there's someone out there that's going to value and appreciate you for who you are. Okay? So I hope y'all have had a great start to your week. Happy Monday to each of you. Stay positive. Motivated, fill your head with lots of words and read some books that are going to help you stay calm, that are going to teach you self-control, that are going to help you to continue to be the great person that you already are. You know, continue to do right by people. Go into this week with a positive mindset that, you know what, no matter how people treat me, I'm going to still be the good person. I'm still going to treat them right, because at the end of the day, the Bible says vengeance is God. So you ain't even got to go out there doing nothing to them. You know, vengeance belongs to God, and God will deal with them. And that's how I treat people. I don't go out and teach them to do people bad because they love me bad. I just give them over to God. I just give them over to God. I'm like, you know what? I'm done with this. God, you handle this situation. This is what happened. This is who did it. It's in your hands, and I'm done with it, and I walk away from it. So you got to do the same thing, honey. You got to be like, nope, not today. I'm not going to let you get me out of character. I'm not going to let you provoke me. I'm giving you over to God and leave him alone, you know, and I'm going to continue to be a great person. And that's what you have to say to yourself. I'm going to continue to be a great person no matter what has happened to me, okay? So I want you all to go. Have an awesome week. Be sure to follow Stardom 100 Radio on Instagram, STARRDOM 100 Radio X. No, it's radio. Stardom 100 Radio. Follow us on Instagram. Follow us on Spotify, iTunes, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud. We're all over the place. Wherever there's a podcast, Stardom 100 Radio is there. Be sure to tune in with us every week. Every week. Follow the show so you can stay updated with whatever we have going on. You can find out who our next guest is going to be. Sometimes we have some celebs to step through, drop through, share some little advice. You know, sometimes we give exclusive interviews so you can kind of have fun, call in, talk to some of your favorite celebrities. So be sure to tune in with us every week. We're the podcast that's always keeping it 100 with you. We're not going to sugarcoat anything. We're going to give it to you raw. I love each and every one of you. Thank you so much for supporting my show. And now we're out.
Algina on the track.
What up? Logged in looking like cooked. Hey, Nan, better stop that. Left leaking like four flat. Pull a better spot, got a camera by the dough mat. Young, standing with a stick at. Itching for a body here, do it for a Louis bag. Two straps, something like a do-rag. Been getting money with a grow bag. Family, the niggas, they money too little. Yo, got more money, shit feel like a. Yo, fresh out the pot, you can smell when they cooking.
Used to wanna be a rapper on the TV. Yeah, back then, trapping on the 10 speed.
Nigga, you can hold that. Big boy chopper, you can see it when it fold back. Keep them bacon soda where the snacks at. Use a kid the front door, ain't never use a key. When I'm saying crank the phone, still don't use a key. Trap money, come a color like Monopoly. All my role model, man, I never been a wannabe. Never met a bitch that you gonna leave. Chase who like an old man, bad knees.